cool. I'm just having my usual crisis.
What the hell is happening?
I'm just having my usual tonight.
I'm having a little of your usual too. A little annoyed.
Wow, you are having some of my usual.
Yeah, I'm having some of your usual.
Hey everyone, it's 6:40 never. I don't know. 6:49.
What's 6:40 never?
I don't know. I was going to say 9 and then I wanted to say 11 and then I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Show's over.
See ya. Have a good one. Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Just kidding, guys. Come on. We're just kidding around with you.
Remember the time Kurt played our theme music like at 5:45 and we ran in here like, oh my God, oh my God.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And he got us.
It was a good one.
He pranked us.
Yeah, it was
he
a punked good one. Us. He totally punked us.
We got punked by Kurt.
Yep. Weird. Oh, hey everyone! It's 6:08 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
Shut Up Weirdo.
Me llamo Frangri.
Yo me llamo Michelle.
Is that how you say it in Spanish?
Yeah, Michelle. People do a hard C sometimes.
Sometimes like they call me Franchine.
In France?
No. In Nicaragua.
Well, that's lovely.
Stop. Isn't that the worst thing you've ever heard? Franchine?
What's your middle name again?
Noel.
Lovely.
What's yours?
Uh-uh.
Isn't it like Maria?
No.
Ana Maria?
No.
I know it. I just can't remember it. I must know it, right?
Yeah, you know it.
Elizabeth?
No.
Everyone's middle name is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ashley's middle name is Elizabeth.
I'm not telling.
Gloria?
No, it's not Gloria.
Berta?
No.
Maruca?
No.
I'm naming all my aunts.
That's just
wait,
silly.
I got one more, I think.
Okay.
There's one missing. Gloria Berta?
She must. I hope she's not listening.
She's definitely not. Well, my mom. Oh, Cecilia.
I like that name. No. Wrong.
Tatiana.
No.
Okay, I went through all of them.
Okay, I'm not named after any of your aunts.
Damn it. Come on, tell me what it is.
No.
Michelle, why are you being so boring?
I'm not being boring.
Can we have a show? Sorry. Can we have a show where we find out what all our listeners' middle names are?
Mm-hmm.
That's our plan B tonight.
Someone has a gross one.
We all have gross ones. Are you talking about a middle name or something
else? Yeah. No, middle name. Here.
Gross how?
What's Scott's?
No, it's Ken. Donald.
Oh, it's Donald.
And when he told us, he said Don, and we just busted out laughing because we knew it was really Donald, and he didn't want to tell us. Don.
Weird. Ken Don Friedman.
Kenneth Donald Friedman.
No weirdo.
What's wrong with you? Are you drunk? Oh my God, you just spilled all over your own vagina. This is weird. This show.
I just had a long day setting up that trade show.
In fact, she called it a whirlwind.
Today was an absolute whirlwind. I got in here. Everyone wanted stuff for
is
me.
Is it whirlwind or whirlwind?
Whirlwind.
No, it's whirlwind.
Whirlwind.
No, Michelle. It's whirlwind.
No, it's whirlwind.
If you had a movie called Whirlwind, who would be your star? Your lead would be Ben Affleck.
Kirsten Wiig.
Kirsten Wiig.
Would play me.
Yeah. Whirlwind.
Damn it.
It's okay. It'll dry. Just spread your legs.
Ugh. I'm all wet.
Spread them more. I think you need to spread them more.
They're spread.
Not enough. Did you just...
I just smelled my fingers because...
I don't want to know why.
It's normal.
She was rubbing under her thing.
No, I spilled a little bit of orange juice, and now
okay,
I'm all sticky.
If you want to join our comments community, you could go to WFMU.org and click on the playlist and comments link.
What is this show?
This show is... Tell us about your first time, meaning your first time doing the sex. but it has to be told in haiku.
Which is a poem.
Yes. Three lines.
Three lines.
Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Okay.
So this is a rough one, I will say.
Do you have yours?
No, I don't have one.
Do you want mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Nebraska basement. Led Zeppelin and Vicodin.
Wow. This is so romantic.
My best friend's cousin.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
You're a whore.
No, I'm not.
Best friend's cousin. I guess it could be worse. Well, drugs was it again?
Rock and roll, Led Zeppelin.
No, Vicodin. But Led Zeppelin and Vicodin?
Yeah.
That was a good one, Michelle.
Thanks. This is hard.
I know.
I don't know if our listeners are going to be good at this.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to blow up in our faces.
Make one up for you.
Mine was actually nice and sweet and romantic.
So you can't make up a nice and sweet romantic poem?
I guess, but who wants to hear that?
Me. I'm a romantic.
I don't think I'm good at this.
Uh-oh. Well, let's take one call, 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. You're live here with Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU 91.1 FM.
Oh, you got so intense.
This station really brings out the passion in me.
I can see that, Michelle.
Why are you mocking me?
Because I like the way you're sitting. Thanks. Robin says, Michelle sounds like a Springsteen song.
Thanks, Robin.
Did I tell you how good the first two lines of that Springsteen book are?
No.
I forgot them now, but I'll text them to you later. You'll like it.
I love me some Bruce Springsteen.
All right, should we answer the only call we have?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you ladies doing today?
Pretty damn good.
I call every week and just say you guys are the best. You know, you girls rock, Howard Who, I'm a Sue. Just keep on doing what you're doing. You're the best. I listen to you every Friday. I just want to say you're the best. I really have no poem or anything, but I just wanted to call to say you guys rock.
Make up a poem.
Yeah, we really need a poem to get this show popping. Damn, he hung up.
But we need this show to be popping off.
It's not popping.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
I got a haiku.
Ooh, we'd love to hear it.
Awesome. I had no idea what I was doing. She did. Thank God for condoms.
That was beautiful.
That was lovely.
That was really sweet and romantic.
I got another one I can work up.
Yes, give us more haiku.
Yeah.
The Twin Peaks soundtrack was on repeat all night long.
Ooh.
Oh, we just fell in love.
That's sexy.
What's your name, buddy?
My name is Alex.
Listen, a man who can haiku. The weird part is, how am I going to put these on the list? It's not like I'm going to remember the whole haiku.
Twin Peaks.
That's what I'm writing, my friend. All right, Alex, you're on the list with Twin Peaks.
Sweet. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
201-209-9368.
Wait, just Ted has a funny one. Who knew?
What?
Wait, I think.
Don't count them all.
Okay, you're right, I won't. It starts. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Just the tip? Only for a little while. No. That's what she said.
Come on, that's really funny. That seems like too many syllables.
No, it works. Only for a little while.
Hmm. Good job, Ted.
Well done, Ted. He deserves applause. Maybe what we just learned is that all of Just Ted's answers need to be in haiku form.
Perhaps. That
because
will make his life very difficult.
Sucks at telling a story. No, maybe it'll make it easier. Because then he's limited to the three lines. He has to keep it good, short and concise.
All right.
Just Ted, I think we found the way out of this mess you're in.
What if he doesn't like to be in a box? What if he needs his freedom?
I mean, I guess we'll find out.
Like me. What if he needs his freedom?
What if he's a wild animal?
What if he's a creature of the night?
I guess we're going to find out.
Let's take another one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, it's Sammer.
Hey, Sammer.
Hey, Sammer.
We told him he had a small penis last week.
Why?
Because we're not nice human beings.
I definitely didn't say that.
We both said that.
Why? What do you do?
I don't remember. He said something was small, and then we made a dumb joke. And
well, no, we were talking about the monkey.
Yeah, he said his monkey was small or something.
You set yourself up.
Yeah.
You set yourself up.
I'm currently at my own R opening, but I decided to call.
Wow.
Roses are red, pickles are green. I love your legs and what's in between.
That's not a haiku.
Yeah, it's just a poem.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sorry. I totally missed it. I figured I would step out and call you guys.
Where's your art opening?
Every week.
Where's your art opening?
It's in Newark. You guys should come.
I was supposed to go to an art opening tonight. I'm going to miss it.
We don't have a car.
It's right off the path. No,
we don't take paths.
I know where you guys are.
Don't say that. It's creepy. Gotta go.
Bye.
Have a good one.
What? I don't like people to know where I am.
They all know where we are.
No, they don't.
I mean, all they have to do is Google it. Oh, sorry. Never mind. There's no way they would ever know where we are right now. Oh my god, these are crazy.
Well, they're good. I bet on the comments board you have time to think. There's not the pressure.
Well, maybe this is a comments board topic.
What,
right, should I read some?
Yes, please.
I'm just making sure they're all clean. That one's not good.
Whose isn't good?
Some
call
of them I
out.
Can't read because they're
dirty. Just go.
Felt long time. Wait, hold on. I just moved. Felt long. This is from Spider-Mank on the comments board. Felt long time waiting. Practiced hard masturbating. Can I say that?
Good cover up.
Thanks. Saw the chance. Straight in.
Pretty good.
Can I say one more?
Yeah, I think you can say that.
Oh, here's a good one. Ready? Dale. Sears Fall Catalog. Oh, can I say the second line?
No.
13 and...
What does it rhyme with?
Soiled, kind of. My pants, good. Looking at bra models is the last line. Wait, Dale's on the list. That one's good.
I don't.
Sears catalog?
All right.
Come on. You don't like that one?
It's okay. I feel like I'm not getting the full experience because I don't get to read the dirty words.
They're not dirty. Answer I'm just call. Scared about, like, what things I can say about, like...
Not a lot.
Yeah, that's the bad stuff, too, so I, you know what I mean. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there, it's Bennett.
Hey, Bennett, what's
Hi.
Up? Long time.
Hey there. Long time indeed. Would you like to hear the haiku of my deflowering?
Yes.
Please, we're eager to hear it.
I love the term deflowering.
Me too. Okay, snow gently falling. Her hair upon her bosom. Finished in two strokes.
Yes! Well done. These are good. I feel like there's... I feel like you should applaud a poem.
Yeah. That was lovely, Bennett.
Well done.
Nice use of the word bosom.
Yes.
Because this is 2017,
that
not
was beautiful.
The 1800s, but...
I liked it.
These are haiku. You have to be a little classy.
It's true.
All right, I'm going to go. Have a good one.
All right, miss you. Have a good one.
See you soon.
All right, here's one from question mark on the comments board. Guest bathroom toilet. We broke the seat. I fixed it before I went home.
I love that one.
It's good, right?
I love
and
that one.
The we broke the seat, I fixed it on one line is perfect.
I love that,
that
one.
That one's a good one.
Good it's job, question mark.
Too bad it's a question mark.
Too bad.
Question mark, you're on the list with guest bathroom toilet.
I love that one.
Ooh, these are kind of good. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed with the weirdos.
The weirdos are bringing it.
They're smarter than we thought they
were. Yeah. We apologize, weirdos, for not giving you the credit you deserve.
I'm glad we did this one.
This is a good one. We got a full board, too. That's a good sign. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I have a haiku that I'd like to say.
Let's hear it. You're on the air, so keep it clean.
All right, it's going to be clean. I am calling you because I heard you're a liar. Let's settle the score.
What the hell does that have to do with the topic?
It's supposed to be about losing your virginity.
Everything with the topic. Vote for me for class president, and I'll put beer in the water.
I knew when we heard his voice, I knew that I should have hung up on him.
I was curious, actually.
You can hear the.
What is it?
I don't know what the word is. You can hear like the sneakiness in their voices. They try to be all good.
I did hear
sweet.
His friend laugh.
Yeah, that was like telltale sign number 70.
Yeah, I did hear his stone friend laugh.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your haiku?
Are you ready? I'm ready.
Okay, go.
Okay, it goes like this. Are you counting the syllables?
No, we trust you.
Okay. I was just 16.
Okay.
She was underage and me. Stop! Her dad came home!
Oh, come on!
That was it.
Is that real?
It's a true story.
You should be arrested.
But that's 5, 7, and 5.
Okay, you did the haiku.
Good for you. Good for you.
Good job, buddy.
I was just 16. She was underage and me. Stop! Her dad came home.
That's a good... Yeah, thanks for repeating it.
It wasn't that good. We didn't need to hear it twice.
I'm sorry. I had to count to make sure I got it right.
All right, okay.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Robin. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Electric toothbrush. Yeah, Mom. I'm brushing now. Electric toothbrush.
Robin, for shame.
Robin, on the list with the electric toothbrush. Not sure how anybody's beating that, but okay.
Robin!
I mean, that just blew my mind.
That was good. Oh, Robin.
So good.
Love her.
The best part is she put a period at the end of the whole thing.
It's nice.
Just one at the end.
Classy. That's a class move right there.
Dan, that was good.
She could have done exclamation point like a trashy broad.
You don't even need one.
Nope.
Yeah, you gotta be like electric toothbrush.
Oh, well.
I could see that working.
Really?
Yeah, why not? It goes like that real fast. It's kind of like a vibrator if you think about it.
The bristles, though.
No, you could do the
other
side.
Plastic side.
Yeah, no, not the bristles. Jesus, what are you trying to do?
It's like you're an animal.
Rip everything up?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not.
Jeez. Weird. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have my first time haiku.
Let's hear it.
It is anticipation, heavy breathing confusion, but is it in yet?
This is the best topic.
That was good. The girls are good. The girls
are smarter.
And more sensitive.
They're what?
They're more sensitive.
Mm-hmm. And that really is how it happened.
Good. What's your name, lady?
Anna.
Anna. That's awesome. Thank you for calling. That was a great haiku. And you sound
have
terrific.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, young lady.
Okay, bye.
She might have been calling from a landline. That sounded great.
That did sound good. We should tell them when they sound good from a landline.
Yeah. I'm getting a landline.
Somebody said to Robin, try a water pick.
Ugh,
God, that sounds awful. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I wrote a haiku in French. Can I read it in French and then I'll translate it?
Okay, but it has to be a haiku in English, too.
Won't you understand it if it's in French since you're from France?
No, I can't speak French. I'm just French.
Oh.
Okay, well, it goes like this. Sur un trottoir sale, une cigarette à la main, je pointe ma copine.
You sound dumb. Okay, go.
Did you hear it in French?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You want to know the English now?
Sure.
On a filthy sidewalk, a cigarette in my hand, I cheat on my girlfriend.
Ew! It sounded so much better in French.
It sounded like you didn't do anything wrong in French.
Because in French, it's classy and normal to do that, but not in English.
Yeah, people need to be very European about these whole things, I think.
I mean, infidelity is great when it's in French. But
yeah.
Apparently,
English.
It's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's why I'm French.
Makes all.
Now do you get it?
Now I get it.
All right, pal. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Holly from New Zealand says, 16-year-old me, my parents' waterbed. Oh, so weirdly wobbly. They're so
That's
good.
Cute.
These are the best. We should make a book of
when
these.
When was the last time you were in a waterbed? Damn, I haven't been in a waterbed in a really long time.
I mean, probably high school.
Right?
Yeah. Who has a waterbed? Do they still sell those?
They felt like a real liability.
Do they cost more than a mattress or less?
I don't know.
And do you have to, like, clean the water every now and then? And how do you do that?
You have to empty it and then we have to refill it, right?
Well, what happens to the water? Why?
I feel like the water just goes away sometimes. It's, like, less filled.
But how?
Evaporation.
It's enclosed.
There's always leaks in
this
those things.
This is fascinating.
I want to take a ride on a waterbed.
Girl, I'm sure you could get one.
Thanks. That's sweet. That's sure, sweet of you
sure
to say.
Have no problem getting a ride on a waterbed.
Sweet of you to say.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Is that the Miami guy? Was he talking in haiku?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I've got a haiku.
Let's hear it.
All right. Don't know time or place, but won't forget her name and all of our false starts.
Aw.
You're a romantic.
Sort of. Considering I don't remember when it exactly happened.
You don't have to. Yeah. That haiku told us everything we need to know about you. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Raleigh.
Raleigh.
Yep.
That's cute.
All right, Raleigh. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Good one.
Robin says, these are so good, I wish I wasn't working.
Quit.
Just quit, Robin.
Robin, just tell me you have better things to do.
They want a book.
Full board.
They want a book of haikus. 201. I haven't even given out the number since we started.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, this is crazy. Huh. Oh, no. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is tell us about your first time, but in haiku. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Mick from Montclair.
Hi, Mick.
So here we go. Always concerned that your mother might overhear. So Chevy Nova.
Well done.
That was very
well done,
nice.
Well done.
I love you guys.
Beautiful.
Love you
too.
All
right, have a good one.
They're really shining. These weirdos are really bringing it. I'm real proud of the gang tonight.
All right, here's one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Camping overnight. We found a spot, pitched a tent. Then I pitched another.
Silly and funny.
Oh, here's a good one. 6 months of planning. Birthday at Holiday Inn. Ruined Weezer tea. Yes! These are so good.
They're really good. Guys, these are great.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a haiku about my first time.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Just like mini golf, it took many strokes until it went in the hole.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful, sister.
That was good. Thanks for calling, lady.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Have a good one. Michelle, there's one about you on the comments board.
Who wrote it?
Someone named Sam.
It's not the Sam that was my ex-boyfriend.
My first time was lame. I wish I could have been with Michelle Colomare.
But don't say my last name.
What? They all know it. Cool, it's funny.
It's cute.
You liked it.
I like it.
You
I'm liked flattered.
It's cute.
Flattered.
You're flattered?
Flattered.
Would you wear your glasses?
I wear my glasses because I'm so flattered.
Because you're sensitive?
Yeah.
201-209. 9368. I was on the phone last night with my mom, and I said something about glasses, and I said it like that. And then I, like, laughed to myself. And I said, oh, my glasses. And I was like, God damn it.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the radio.
The destination, Rami Big Dog.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, Rooster. Hey, Scott.
I have a poem for you.
Let's hear it.
I turned out the light, then I prodded and prodded, but 'twasn't the hole.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Was that yours or Scott's?
Yeah.
That's Scott.
What's yours?
Well, I was in a room full of people.
That's more than five syllables.
Yeah, that's not a haiku.
Wait, but can we talk about how you lost your virginity in a room full of people?
I did, yeah.
At a party. Let me guess, at a party.
Yeah, with Scott's mom?
It was like late at night after the party was over and everybody's sleeping on the floor.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. Whatever. They're passed out.
That's just
being
young.
I found out the next morning that they were not asleep.
Well, yeah, you just faked to be asleep.
Yeah, who cares? We've all been there.
Been there.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye, Scott. Wow. Someone just told me what's up.
What?
Someone named Frangry on the comments board, who is not me, says, I am ready for sex with my guy Mike McKenzie, even though he's a fiction. A fiction kind of ruins it, but it was still kind of funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's funny. 201-209-9368. Tell us about your first time, you know, in the sex department, but in haiku. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, I think I got one of those haikus you're talking about.
You think you got one of them? All right, let's hear it.
I have no idea what a haiku is, but I'll try. Roses are red, violets are blue.
Nope.
I just lost my virginity. Nope. Oh my God, her husband just walked in.
Nice
that
try.
That didn't even rhyme.
Yeah, it didn't rhyme.
It's close.
It's not a haiku.
It's not a haiku.
What is a haiku anyway?
Haiku. He called it a haiku. It's a three-line poem where the first line is five syllables, the second line is seven syllables, and the last line is five syllables again.
What?
Yeah.
You don't understand here. Now, your listeners, well, I'm not that much educated, but I don't know. I thought it was pretty decent.
No, they're doing a pretty good job.
We're
just as surprised that they can handle this topic. I think we now know we can raise the level.
We can raise the bar sometimes.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Yeah, but your listeners are doing a great job. I'm having a great time listening to them.
Good.
I just figured I'd try this one. But
all right.
It was an A for effort. A for effort, and thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
And our favorite call wins a T-shirt, so. Or a comment, perhaps.
All right. Kate Stakes says, that time of the month, he went in through the back door. Not sure if it counts. Doesn't count.
It doesn't count?
No, that's what all the Catholic girls say.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They do say that.
These are good. I'm impressed.
They are good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, mine's a little bit transgressive. Can you hang on just a second?
I guess.
Principal's office. Time for spanking. Down went pants. Then he got my number.
That's already too long. I hung up because I got nervous about 201-209-9368. Call now. You'll get through. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Sybil. I have my haiku.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. All right. Get it over with. I was the last of my friends. The penis hurt me.
God, that's depressing.
That's so sad, Sybil.
It was a little sad. It's a sad event.
It is kind of a sad event.
Being the last one of your friends sucks.
Yeah, but I got that.
Who cares?
The whole situation got better.
Well, that's good.
I just had to work at it.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you figured it out.
Thanks.
All right, have a good
Thanks
one.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I like how many ladies are calling.
All the smart topics bring the ladies. It's Hi, true. You're on the radio.
Okay, mine is third wheel stayed till 3. We were simply exhausted. Better next morning.
Good. I like that
Pretty
one.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
I like that one.
201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is tell us about your first time, but in haiku. Or haikus, if you're that other guy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Right to Miami Beach, I brought you from Miami Beach.
God,
really?
Get a life. Seriously, like, it's insane.
It's been months.
Like, it's, and he calls other shows.
I know.
That's better than the other guy. It's probably him and his friends.
I think people wait too long and then they just...
No, we didn't.
Oh. 201-209-9368. Call now. You'll get through. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
All right. Really? Suffer Words says, just barely 13, over in just a moment, then drought for 6 years.
I like that one.
Kate Steak says, all right, here's the real first time. Too many candles, a song written about me, sappy to the max.
I like that one a lot, too. These are great. These are really good.
Andy Plants has one, but I cannot read it on the air.
Why? Dirty?
It has a bad word in it.
What word?
Okay, I'll change the word. My babysitter.
Andy Plants.
Took me upstairs. Pubic hair. I don't know what that means. Shiz was very poppin'. What the hell is that about? Andy Plants, you can do better than that haiku. Okay. I'm not reading that other one.
Who wrote it?
Someone pretending to be me.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Ready? What's your haiku?
Ready.
Okay. It was the best of time, the worst of times. When I found out, it was the mother.
That's not a haiku.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, well.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my name's Rachel. How are you?
Hey, Rachel,
hey, Rachel.
What's up?
Not much. Hanging out in my kitchen, cleaning a little bit.
Good.
Good for you.
Thanks, man. I was... listening to you guys, and you inspired me, made me think about my first time, so I figured I'd give you a call.
All right, let's hear your poem.
All right. I just did not care. He was a baby zombie. I let him stick it anywhere.
What exactly is a baby zombie?
It's dark.
It was Halloween. Oh! Wearing a baby zombie costume.
That's good.
That is good.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Well done. Very good, Rachel.
Well done. I love that I had a follow-up question.
Yeah.
I haven't asked anyone a question.
Very good.
I needed to know what a baby zombie was.
Very, very good.
I thought maybe it was like a sex thing I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You guys really inspired me.
Oh, good. Well, that makes us feel great.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Makes me happy.
All right, enjoy cleaning your kitchen.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one. That was a good one.
She knelt on the bed. One pump, two pump, three pump, four. I lied, it took two. Oh, man, pump. These are so good.
Ugh.
Oh, I can't take it. These are good.
They are really good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Just the notion,
Miami
didn't move like the
flow.
Get a life.
Had
it.
Whoa. What did you just say?
I told him to get a life like I'm 15 years old.
Get a life.
Hey, you're
get a life, mister.
Stop. Hi, you're on the radio. Sorry. Hey, we're having a moment. Sorry, we're having a moment.
Oh, yeah. I turned the writ thing down.
Okay. Stop it, Michelle. I can't.
All right. Are you there?
Yes, we're here. We're having a laugh attack. Can you just give us a second?
Oh, yeah. Take your time. Take your time.
Stop. Michelle, take a deep breath. Get a life. Get a life. I just told someone to get a life, and we're laughing about how ridiculous that is to say to someone. I'm a teenager. Get a life, mister. I didn't say mister.
It felt like you said mister.
I might as well have.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Sorry.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready.
Go. Ready.
It was New Year's Eve. Movie playing on TV. Live Free or Die Hard.
Oh, well done.
What's your name, buddy?
John.
I like this one. All right, John.
All right, John.
It's okay. A good one. Thanks all for right. calling.
Have a good one.
I think because I love Bruce Willis, maybe. That would come.
I love me some Bruce.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a haiku.
Let's hear it.
Six beers, one condom. Back seat of my parents' car. It was pitiful.
Sad.
I mean, I assume 99.9% of first times are pitiful.
Yeah, I feel like you just want to get it over with.
It's like, what are we doing? This is weird.
I don't understand
this. Yeah, that was it? Okay.
Did I do it right?
Yeah, it's like awful.
I mean, yeah, first time. I mean, plus, those are the best, shortest words I can to describe it, so.
You did a good job, buddy.
Well
Thanks
done.
For calling.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you, bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Ooh, love the topic.
Hi.
Hey, 575. Finally do it. Initially too eager, but I got better.
I like that it ends on a high note.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I got better. All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What if you got worse at it?
You can't.
That'd be awful.
Hello?
Where did she put it? It's got to be here somewhere. Virginity lost.
That was really conceptual. Lovely. Have a good one. That was bad. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I got one for you.
All right.
Beer-soaked boxer shorts. Steep-pitched roof. Acrobatic. I think you broke it.
Broke what?
It?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes it bends, right?
Oh, no, stop it. It's the worst.
Oh.
The sound is not.
Oh, stop!
Oh, it's
oh God! I want to die.
It's something you can never unhear.
Yeah. Oh. All right, buddy.
Yeah, have a good one.
It was worth it.
It was worth it. Did you hang up?
Yeah, I said have a good one.
Oh, okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Right,
I really want Miami guy to call back so I can tell him to get a life.
But you have to say mister. Yeah. All right, what's your poem?
Clapton's Layla played. I rolled on the condom. Ugh. I underperformed.
None of these dudes.
You guys are bad.
Yeah. I mean, I guess how can you be good at it?
Well, you got no experience.
Yeah.
Do you, like, think about it sometimes? Like, oh, man, I wish I was better that first time.
I think they just are psyched that it's happening.
It's terrible and terrifying.
It's scary.
And then it's over. And, you know, then 3 minutes later, you're ready to go again.
Only at that age.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather, like, eat and sleep.
Sad.
Then go again. One time is fine. All right, have a good one. Get a life.
Who says get a life?
I said it to that guy. Ew.
What?
People are nasty.
Why?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
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 I have a IQ.
a high IQ?
Yeah, you have a high IQ?
I have a high Q.
It's a haiku.
It's just haiku.
All right.
Living room floor, your room too close to the parents. Your boyfriend's my friend.
You slut!
I know.
You have a good voice.
Learned a...
Who's laughing in the back?
Coworker.
You guys listen at work? That's so fun.
What's your coworker's haiku?
You don't know.
He's probably still a virgin.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Tell him we said good luck with that.
I'll do that.
Have a good one.
Bye.
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 Bye. I'll do that.
Jeff in Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Says, give it to me now. I imagined she said that. Really, she said, quick.
201-209-9368. Got about 12 minutes left to win this show.
Robin's saying the guys are failing at this because all of the haikus are about their performance. Of course, it's all about them.
Good point. Good point, Robin.
Yeah. Men. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hello. Here's a haiku. The night Nixon got nominated the first time, both times the first time.
Oh, I like that. That's cute.
That's beautiful. What's
I'm
your
cute
name?
Also, and, but don't ask me how old I am.
We can figure it out.
What's your name, buddy?
Bo.
You can give me a fake one. What'd you say?
Okay, I'm Larry in Brooklyn.
Okay, Larry in Brooklyn, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right, now you're pumped. All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, you too, okay. Buddy.
I like that Nixon one.
That was a good one. I don't know how it's going to beat Robin's.
Robin's was really good.
Electric toothbrush.
Electric toothbrush.
I feel like we should make a shirt that says electric toothbrush. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm here for the high five.
No.
Oh, you want to do a high five?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about, right?
Okay, yeah, go. Go. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Have you ever been in a high five?
Yes, I have a haiku.
Yeah, what is it? Let's hear it, sister.
Let me just pull it up. Sorry. It's on pink mermaid cheeks, we made sweet love dripping wet, not from the ocean.
Oh, wow.
Damn, lady.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that was good.
We might have to give two shirts out tonight.
That was really good. What's your name?
My name is Therese.
Therese, that was fantastic.
That was a piece of art.
That was a piece of art. You should be.
Can you say it again?
Yeah, do it again.
Sure, I was on the highway. I had to pull off at a rest stop.
Say it again.
On pink mermaid sheets, we made sweet love dripping wet, not from the ocean.
Oh, that is beautiful.
That is gorgeous.
I want to get married right now.
I know what I'm going to think about with my electric toothbrush later.
That was awesome. Therese. Aww. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You probably are winning a free T-shirt.
Okay. Now, I'm on the high wind. If I lose you, now I'm concerned if I lose my T-shirt.
Email.
Just email us, or you can listen to, like, if
archive.
You go on the internet, you can listen to the archive and find out if you won.
Okay. And what's the email?
Shut up, weirdo. at WFMU.org.
Perfect.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
That was great.
Beautiful.
Really good.
That was unbelievable.
That was artful, telling,
sensitive,
romantic.
It was everything.
Sexy.
It was everything. That was so good.
That was really good.
Man, the women really pulling it through tonight.
They really brought it. I am proud of us.
201-209-9368. Tell us about your first time in haiku. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a haiku.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. All right, here we go. backseat porn star sounds, everyone thinks I am gay. Now I question myself. The end.
Now I question myself. No. All right, sister, thanks for calling.
Thanks, bye.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there. Good show tonight, ladies.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if you like this one, but we'll see. Pretty Greek girl in my bed, slippery under the sheets. My olives satisfied.
Come on. Oh, man.
That's so stupid. It was kind of cute.
I liked it.
Your olives. That's so cute.
It's good because there's sex and food references.
Yes. Like olives. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so here's my haiku.
All right.
I think your mom is home. Let's just finish this up real quick. Sorry, it's in your hair.
Oh, bad ending.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nobody likes that.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Tell him, Michelle.
He had a life, mister.
He hung up before you could tell him.
I got too excited.
Michelle.
I got too excited.
Guess what? You'll have another chance.
Okay.
201-209-9368. We should get everyone at the station to say that to him when he calls.
Get a life, mister.
Tonight you're telling us about your first time having sexes in haiku. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, so I have a haiku.
Let's hear it.
I was 16 then. He was a drummer in a band. We never talked again.
Of course he was.
That's a good one.
Men.
You always say men.
I love saying men.
I don't like it when you do that.
Why?
It makes me sad.
Why?
I don't know.
It makes you sad?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle.
What? It does.
It's a whirlwind.
It's a whirlwind. Thanks for calling, lady.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
201-209-9368. I don't think anyone wants to call after that mermaid call. Mm. Come on, guys. You can still win a free t-shirt. We might give away two if we're inspired.
Only a couple minutes left.
You never know what might happen on Shut Up Weirdo.
It's a whirlwind.
That's because there's no men. 201-209-9368. Tell us about the first time you had the sex, but in haiku. Our favorite call gets a free t-shirt. You have 5 minutes.
201-209-9368. No one's
called.
Oh, there we go.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I got the haiku for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Dude.
Seriously?
Dude.
Well,
you know it was only two of those.
Yeah, it was like,
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you totally exaggerated those syllables.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wow. All right, well played. Well played, though.
Yeah,
well played.
Well played. Well played. Yeah. I like the spirit of that.
Yeah, it was good. Have a good one.
Those weirdos.
Effing weirdos.
These weirdos, man.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Everything for her. My first time, but sure not hers.
Oh.
Haiku as foreplay?
Wait, what? You added a line at the end? It's only three lines, brah.
First line. Count them.
No.
Everything for her.
No, I'm not counting.
Nope,
is that the know-it-all guy?
Might have been.
I don't like him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I threw this up on the comments board before because I couldn't call in after I got out of work, but... my parents' bedroom with a friend from middle school. Nope, I am deaf gay.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
What's your name?
Thank you. I'm Jimmy from Vernon.
Jimmy, that's a good one. Nope, I'm deaf gay. Very good.
What was it, Jimmy? Oh, man, these are so good. How we
I like it
because
it's self-aware, but it's funny. Emotional. Good job.
Man.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good night, guys.
Have a good one. Could take like one or two more. Who's do you want to do a final? Who's in the finals? Therese. Robin. Nixon guy?
Nixon. And the gay one.
The gay one was good. Jimmy with the gay. That was good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, here's my haiku.
Go.
In the park at night, thought nobody could see us, LARPers were watching.
What's a LARPer?
A LARPer is a role-playing person.
What do you mean?
It's live-action role-playing. Wearing cloaks and carrying swords.
It's like live-action Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, God.
Maybe you should LARP during the marathon.
Maybe you should.
I'm not going to LARP.
Why would I LARP?
You'd look great in, like, a little elfin costume.
You're an evil little person, Michelle. An evil, tiny little person.
You should LARP while you,
While I what?
You should LARP while you plank.
Wait, what? Now you want me to do a plank?
Yeah. You know, planking is when people just lie on things.
Yeah, like the internet meme?
Yeah. Mm. You should LARP while you plank.
That's a really good idea for a stunt. We should both do that.
I'm not LARPing.
Yeah, we should do that for our stunt.
I'm not LARPing.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Good idea. Thanks, Michelle.
I said you.
Have a good one.
I said you.
It'll be a whirlwind.
Parkour? You could LARP while you parkour.
What's that?
It's like freestyle walking.
Why do you know about all these internet memes?
I don't know.
What?
Parkour! And you yell, parkour! And then you jump off something. Parkour!
Please stop doing that. Wait, how are we going to decide about the winner? Wait, Billy Jam, someone says, some of this has to make a Billy Jam remix. He says yes.
He nods.
Billy Jam nodded yes. What do we do here? We've got Robin with the electric toothbrush. Larry in Brooklyn with Nixon.
I like Therese's and the mermaid, and I like Jimmy with the gay.
Okay.
I love Robin.
I think it was Therese. I don't remember your name, or I think I'm saying it wrong. With the pink mermaid, you're a winner. And Jimmy with, nope, deaf gay, you're a winner. Email us your t-shirt sizes and mailing addresses to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9, and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah.
There you are, San Francisco, glistening in the mist, my enchanted city.
This place must really be enchanted. You all have so many fine things to say about the town. Are you all native sons? What about you? You're San Francisco.
Well, that's what I call myself, although I originally hail from Seattle.
Seattle? Oh, yeah? And what about you? Are you a San Franciscan?
I sure am, partner. Although I originally hailed from Muleshoe, Texas.
And what about you?
What about us?
But who is a real San Franciscan?
Francisco. It's a love-hate relationship, man.
Sure is.
You know? It's the son of San Francisco, 74 St. Luke's. This is for those non-believers that think it ain't true. All the tall tales, how we here because we pay dues. Frisco forever, like Robert up in Lakeview. Knowing the significance and role that your turf plays. We call it Frisco, this ain't the days of Herb Cain. Yeah,
know when things change, we just want acknowledgement. That's why we putting more pressure up on these politicians. They said the city's dead, boy, you just a dreamer. And all the local media was strictly misleading. Take a walk past Valencia, even up Guerrero. In the mo, you can't even recognize the visitero. So the people of the city supposed to sit back and tolerate it. They built a system where they got us all dollar chasing. Extermination for the truth, cut the tech boom. But solidarity forever came to the rescue, young nephew. Corner and show you something, man. You know? Yeah, that's what happened, man. They say the older that you get, you appreciate the landmark. Show more recognition for those and what they stand for. Reminisce some moments when my eyes got teary, like when the Giants brought home that first World Series. Yeah, I remember that, man. Edgar Renteria, man.
DiMaggio, Barra, Gary, and now Edgar Renteria. That's a pretty amazing list to be a part of, isn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I can't feel my toes. I can't feel my ears, and I'm pretty sure the snot in my nose is froze. It's freaking frosty with no snow, but I don't know, man. Some white dude is in the park working on his freaking suntan. If I could inject culture back into this town, I'd be the man. I wouldn't assist to take formulating an amazing plan. Financially, I have not a leg to stand upon, but I'll still be here when all these lowercase capitalists are gone.
Go, 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 in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Go, 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 in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Go, 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 San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Go, 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 San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. There's a crack in the window with no insulation. I can't afford the cannabis for consolation. Lack of empathy adds to the frustration. The eye man is tired, but I must go on. So necessary tasks seem to frustrate them, because all they know how to do is replicate what came before them. They cannot contemplate a lot to them, and there's no consolation in knowing I'm not like them. Take a deep breath and count to ten. Yo no comprendo a lot to them, and no more smile on my face as I feign my zen. Yo no comprendo, greedy businessmen. Go, 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 in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Go, 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 in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Go, 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 in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Go, 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 in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Go, 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 in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Go, 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 in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Cold, cold, cold in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco. Cold, cold, cold in San Francisco. It's so cold in San Francisco.